Time now for part one of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto of Litchfield, by Farm Credit Illinois, and by your John Deere dealer, the Sloan Implement Company. 6:12 on this Friday morning, and with part one of the Morning Ag Show, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy. Good morning. Starting off in your grain futures from the Chicago Board of Trade from Thursday's close, corn for July was to 389 and three quarters, down 4 3/4. September corn was to 398 and a half, down 5 1/4. And December corn was to 408, down 4 3/4. Soybeans for July were to 821 and a half, down 7. August beans were to 828 and a quarter, down 7 1/4. And September beans were to 835 and a quarter, down 7. Wheat for July was to 470 and a quarter, down 2 1/2. September wheat was to 478 and a quarter, also down 2 1/2. And December wheat was to 492 and a half, down 1 3/4. Soybean meal for July was to 297.20, down $1.10. August bean meal was to 298.90, down $1. And September bean meal was to $300.70 per ton, down $1. Soybean oil for July was to 26.78, down 53 cents. August bean oil was to 26.91, down 52 cents. And September bean oil was to 27.05, down 51. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Thursday's Cash Grain Report.
This is Thursday's reported grain price and trend prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon, even with a wet forecast through the first week of June. In northern western Illinois country, grain yields quoted shell corn bids down 5 to 7 cents at 345 to 370. Soybean bids were 7 cents lower at 742 to 776. And in central Illinois country, grain yields quoted shell corn bids down 3 to 5 cents, 358 to 377. Soybean bids are 5 to 7 lower at 753 to 789. And in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 4 to 5 cents at 350 to 384. Soybean bids were 7 cents lower at 761 to 799. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 6 to 7 cents lower at 792 to 798. Basis was unchanged, up 1 at 30 under to 24 under the July. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis is offered at 279.20 to 289.20, with basis steadied up 3 at 18 under to 8 under the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 2 to 5 cents lower at 375 to $4, with basis unchanged, up 3 at 15 under to 10 over the July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted to produce corn bids 4 to 6 cents lower, 372 to 378. With basis mixed at 18 under to 12 under the July. Soybeans ended down 7 cents at 784 to 792, with basis steady at 38 under to 30 under the July. New crop wheat prices are down 2 to 3 cents at 440 to 463, with basis unchanged, up 1 at 30 under to 7 under the July. East St. Louis barge floating Tomaeva's place, their producer corn bids 4 to 5 cents lower at 395 to 396. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 7 cents. Quotations at 814 to 815. Soft wheat closed down 3 cents, 503 to 505. Milo ended the day 5 cents lower at 395 to 415. Contract bids producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 352 to 387. Soybeans at 755 to 794. In the central part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 368 to 386. Soybeans at 788 to 805, and in the southern part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 344 to 383. Soybeans at 772 to 803, and June, July wheat at 446 to 478. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock futures from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Live cattle for June were in the green, 110.80, up 15 cents. August live cattle were to 108.15, up 20 cents. And October live cattle were at 108.05, up 25 cents. May feeder cattle were to 135.60, up 15 cents. August feeders were to 143.02, up 42 cents. And September feeders were at $144 even, up 12 cents. Moving on to lean hogs, June lean hogs were to 89.42, down 22. July lean hogs were to 90.95, down a dime, and August lean hogs were to 92.30, up 12 cents. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Thursday's Cash Livestock Report.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 98 cents higher, in a range of $72 to $83, with a weighted average carcass price of $80.20. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sow price were $1 to $3 lower, with light demand for moderate heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded 38 to 49, 4 to 5 weight at 42 to 51, 5 to 6 weight at 46 to 56, and over 600 pounds, $50 to $58. In the Illinois direct hog trade, prices of barrels and gilts got your buying points were weak, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $50 to $58. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gilts have totaled 17,540. In the direct cattle trade, in the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice steers and live bases trade at 114 to 118, and on a dress basis at 184 to 187. Choice heifers live bases trade at 114 to 117, and on a dress basis at 186. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 290 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass is $82.63, which is $2.21 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Port, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $2.2079, which is $1.04 higher, while select carcasses were $2.0653, which is 72 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 117,000, compared to 121,000 last week and 122,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 472,000, compared to 464,000 last week and 454,000 one year ago. A recap of the walnut livestock sales for Thursday, May 25th, had 190 head compared to last week. Slaughter steers sold 250 lower. Slaughter bulls sold $6 higher. Choice steers at 114 to 119. Holstein steers from $85 to $91, and heifers from $113 to $119 and a quarter. Breaker cows from $50 to $61, boner cows from $47 to $57, and lean cows from $41 to $48, and bulls from $71 to $82. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Part two of the Morning Ag Show brought to you this morning by the CNB Bank and Trust with 19 locations to serve you, and by CHS, farmer-owned with global connections. And with part two of the Morning Ag Show, once again we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy. And on this Friday morning edition of the Farm Show, we have a special presentation. As many of you may know, longtime WSMI broadcaster Terry Tote passed away yesterday morning at the age of 63. Not only was Terry a terrific broadcaster of sporting events across the area, he also had a knack for broadcasting almost anything you asked him to do. Terry also had a soft spot for agriculture and has been known to do an occasional interview for the Ag Show here at WSMI. In this special presentation, we go back to August 13th of 1996 for Milk Mania. Terry had the call that day, along with Randy Prangy, former Ag Director Rita Frazier, and Kevin Olson of Prairie Farms. And without further ado, here's Terry.
WSMI Sports now presents a special engagement. Like it's never been had before. I could have said ordeal. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are proud at this time to be to be joined in our WSMI studios by Kevin Olson, the official representative of Prairie Farms Dairy, as we get ready for Milk Mania. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Terry. Happy to be here.
Well, good, good. And today our participants, the big guy himself, the morning mouth, Randy Prangy, representing the city of Litchfield. Good morning, Randy.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
Are you ready for this ordeal?
Yes, I am.
All right. And our other participant representing, well, the rural America, the all-American gal herself, the farm director of WSMI, Rita Frazier. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning, Terry.
Are you ready for this endeavor?
Yeah, I was telling Randy I was kind of feeling sick. but I think I'll be okay. I'm feeling good now.
You can't back
ready
out
to go.
Of it now.
The milk will cure all of your ills.
That's right.
Well,
nice. Well, gang, are we ready?
What are you thinking here,
okay.
Kevin?
This is milk.
Randy has chosen 2% and Rita has chosen skim. This is freshly bottled milk bottled at the Carlinville plant yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
Excellent.
So we have the top of the line, as always, Prairie Farms dairy products, fresh from the moo to you.
Precisely.
None better. And here's how we're going to work it, kids. We're going to set the timer for 30 seconds. This is what we agreed on?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have the official timepiece here.
Okay.
Fine.
On my arm, right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Good.
The official timepiece. We're going to do this in two segments of 30 seconds. Is that correct? Is that what we agreed on?
How much time between each segment?
Well, we're going to give, you know...
A breath?
Give you a chance to catch your breath. Probably 30 seconds or so. We may need to play a commercial. Okay? You know, pay the bills and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
And then we'll come back and do another 30-second gulp off. And then... And then we will measure who has actually... taking in the most milk.
Oh, I don't
for
think
milk
we'll
mania,
need to measure.
Number one. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to go. No. Here we go. We're going to go with the official countdown. Here we go. Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, guzzle. And they're off. Oh, my God.
Oh, my. One glass down.
One glass down for Rita. Again, she's doing the skim milk. Randy's got the 2%.
Refill on skim.
Okay, refill on skim. Refill on 2% as both are into
one
their
glass
second
glass. Down for Randy.
All righty. We're approaching 10 seconds remaining. Mark 10 seconds remaining in the first portion of our gulp off. Boy, you guys seem to be enjoying that an awful lot. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time. All right. The first portion is over.
This stuff's cold.
Well, of course.
You can't have a hot milk in there.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, you
fresh.
Were.
Tell you what, we're going to take a break and we'll come back with our second part in just a moment. All right. Oops, sorry, guys. First portion of Milk Mania. The guzzle-off has been taken care of. Do we have an obvious leader at this point, Kevin?
We do, Rita. All right. Based on her fine performance on
time left.
Based on her fine performance on that first glass, jumped out into a commanding lead.
Okay.
Randy is bringing up the rear in a very valiant manner. Let's see if Randy can live up to his guzzling reputation now.
All right, gang. Well, here we go. We're going to reset the clock. Grab your cups. We're ready for our second 30-second gulp off here in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! And here we are into the second 30 seconds. Oh, man. That is good, cold, delicious Prairie Farms milk. Again, Rita downing the skim milk. Randy with the Prairie Farms 2%. Mark, 15 seconds remaining. Oh, man. Here we go. Oh. I think Pringle has milk coming out through the nose. Oh, it's an ugly affair, let me tell you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mark, it's over.
Yeah, it is.
Did we have a nose accident in there? Did we have the milk through the nose accident?
Not through mine.
No. Okay.
Are you okay, Rita?
I'm fine. So what happened there?
You won.
30 seconds. I won?
You won.
Yeah. Excellent.
The winner is Rita Frazier.
Congratulations.
All right.
I am impressed.
Oh, I tell you.
He's got better ears than I thought he
Milk
did.
Mania is...
At about 20 seconds into that last heat, we had... officially milked through the nose by Rita Frazier.
Nice.
But I would challenge anyone to try to drink milk that's as cold as this milk is for that extended period of time. I think they both did a very good job.
Yes. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we remind you, don't do this at home. These are trained professionals.
Terry could definitely do it all. All of us here at WSMI and throughout the local community will miss him. I can say he left an impression on me to always do your best. And although I worked with him for a very short time, I felt like I knew him my whole life. For this Friday morning, May 24th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI, Ag News.
Thank you, Gabe. And it is 6:30 on this Friday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. And thanks, Gabe, for the memories.